Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome on the call. And people have been joining us for over 10 minutes. And I've been sharing with everybody this morning that this is an important call. This is something that you can use in any project and anything that you do in life. I have learned something from so many great mentors that so often people quit right when they're just about ready to succeed. But when we hear people say about being unstoppable, do we really understand what that means? I'm going to teach you, I believe, with a degree of clarity perhaps you've not heard before, that will help everyone that's on this call. This is some of the greatest philosophies that I've read over the last 20 years. This is some of the greatest insights that I've been given by so many mentors, and this is some of the greatest insights I've learned from just being through this process literally thousands of times. Because the end of the month comes, and some people succeed, and some people almost make it. In fact, so many people spend so much of their lives almost making it, and almost doesn't get it done. It's learning how to go from almost to absolutely making it happen. That's the difference between being a 97%er and a 3%er. You know, so often when I look at the difference between people who make it and the people that don't, that it is so close. So how is it that some people get it done and others don't? I believe it's because they've not had the right philosophies and right mentorship. I do not believe it has anything to do with ability. And I'm going to share with you what I've learned from some of my great mentors. The first one that I've learned is that 90% of the results come in that last 10% effort. In other words, the difference between winning and losing is people who lose or almost spend all of their time almost making it are people who are constantly holding back. They're holding something in reserve. They're never fully and totally committed. They're never the person that says they do it. They do everything that everybody else asks them to do, and the winner does all of that and a little bit more. So let me bring it down into very concrete, easy-to-understand philosophies. Faith is more than belief without evidence. Faith is more than thinking something is true. Faith is thinking something is true to an extent that you will act upon it. What are you going to act upon today? We have a very unique company in that we have until 5 p.m. Mountain Time today to finish out and complete the month of August, where we can get laser focused in. And what I'm going to teach you right now that you can use literally in the next 8 hours or so, you can use in any project and win. But I also want you to understand that these last 8 hours that we have to finish out the month of August, next month you're going to have those 8 hours again, and it's going to be you and a team of people that you're leading. And if you what you learn here today, what you do here today, you can leverage and teach to other people at the end of September, and then at the end of October, you truly can change your life. In fact, what you do here right now will make the biggest difference. Write this one down. Difficulty rarely defeats somebody. Lack of faith in themselves usually does. Difficulty rarely defeats somebody. Lack of faith in themselves usually does. There are so many of you right now who have got people in the business who are already got started with maybe 5 cases, they got started with maybe 3 cases, and you are saying, oh, they'll never become a broker. Well, remember this. Vision gets created from the top down. Vision gets created and held from the top down, and volume comes from the bottom up. What does that mean? The leadership that's involved in our company, we want to focus in on that person. Truth is, they could do a presentation at lunchtime today. They could do take an hour off in the afternoon and do another presentation and get one person in the business, and they could become a broker. They could achieve that first rank. They could make that first $325 bonus next week. They could make that happen. we could call people up and ask them, who have you shared Bozzy with? Not who do we need to follow up with, who have we shared Bozzy with? And we could help them to that first rank. Because difficulty rarely defeats somebody. It's lack of faith in themselves that does. Do you have the faith in yourself? Do you have that faith in other people to actually help them to win? I love this. It was some of the philosophy I took from elsewhere. If you have the will to win, you have achieved half of your success. You have achieved half of your success for the month of August. If right now, coming off this call, I've instilled upon you, within you, a will to win. Everybody here has the will to win. Everybody here has the ability to win. You just need to act upon it. If you don't have the will to win, you have achieved half of your failure. I want you to move from here right now to literally breathe in, look up, understand you're a child of God, the potential is within you, and that you can win. Listen to this. When people sense victory versus when people sense defeat, and you'll understand something that's so beautiful here. It's about the vision that you have for yourself and for your future. When you believe you're one of God's children and God does not play favorites, he gives every one of us what we need to succeed. Every one of us already have the God-given talents within us, what we need to succeed today between now and 5 p.m. Mountain Time, where we can call in those orders and have them placed back in August in order for us to win or someone in our team to win. So listen to this. When people sense victory versus when people sense defeat. When people sense victory, they sacrifice to succeed. When people sense defeat, they give as little as possible. What are you going to do today? Are you going to sacrifice to succeed, perhaps miss a lunch, you know, figure out a way to get a couple of hours off in order to succeed? Or are you going to give as little as possible? When people sense victory, they look for ways to win. When people sense defeat, they look for excuses. When people sense victory, they become energized. When people sense defeat, they become tired. When people sense the victory, they follow the game plan. When people sense defeat, they forsake the game plan. When people sense victory, they help other team members. When people sense defeat, they hurt others. When people sense victory, they are excited, they are happy. When people sense defeat, they are unhappy, defending, and ultimately blaming. When people sense victory, they have put out a helping hand and a loving heart. When people sense defeat, they point fingers with a sad soul. What is it that you're going to do today? Because a leader is the one who sees more than others see, who see further than others see, and they see it before others do. What do you see that's possible for yourself today? What do you see that's possible for your new team member today? We have until 5 p.m. Mountain Time in order to round up and finish off August powerfully. If it's not for ourselves, it's for our team. And remember, what we do for ourselves is what we learn this month, because it's always for our team, because it's what we're going to teach them next month. For most people, it's not what they are that holds them back. It's what they think they're not. Listen to what I just said. For most people, it's not what they are that holds them back. It's what they think they're not that holds them back. Do you think that you don't deserve to succeed in August? Do you think that you cannot find an hour today to sacrifice to make it happen? What is it that you're thinking? Remember, that thinking can change right now on this call. Remember, God does not play favorites. He didn't give you that vision to frustrate you. He gave you that vision to see the potential that exists within you and instill within you right now the knowledge and understanding that everything you need to succeed is already there. You just have to make the decision. For most people, it is not what they are that holds them back. It's what they think they are not. So ask yourself the question, the people that you're hanging out with, what are they doing with your thinking? Ask yourself another question. the people that are hanging out with me, what am I doing to their thinking? Am I sowing seeds of failure out into their lives? Is my tongue and my vision holding me back and ultimately holding them back? Or am I one of those people who are freeing them from the shackles of a thought process that doesn't serve them? Mark Twain puts it beautifully when he warns, keep away from people who try to belittle your ambitions. Small people always do that. But the really great make you feel that you too can become great. You too can become great. You are great. Be that good example. Beware of the tyranny of the weak, because they're always looking to sow excuses out into your future. When you're facing a crisis, a friend shares the weight. C.S. Lewis put it so beautifully. Friendship is born at the moment one person says to another, what? You too? I thought I was the only one. That kind of connection is refreshing, no matter what happens to you in life. And remember, at the end of next month, there's going to be people who are going to have challenges. And you can look at them and say, I know how you feel. In the month of August, I felt the same way myself. I listened to this call and I realized that for most people, it's not what they are that holds them back. It's what they think they're not. I didn't think I was capable. I didn't think that I deserved to succeed in August. But I truly went out there and made it happen. I found an extra hour over lunch. I used my lunch hour and got one other hour, and I moved myself forward, or I moved a teammate forward. I already made it happen. Then that person will look at you and say, wow, I thought I was the only one that stuck. And then you can help that person from what it is that you do today. You can finish out August strong, and you can make the same opportunity for those people that's going to happen in September. I want you to listen to this very, very clearly. Because what happens today, there's going to be another day like this next month. Most people, the reason they have the same month is because they end the month the same way every time. I love this. I worked for a menial hire only to learn dismayed that any wage that I'd asked of life, life would have paid. Any wage that you ask of life today, life will pay. What you ask is to do with your confidence and your sense of certainty. Because the reality is you already have what you need inside you. Difficulty rarely defeats somebody. Lack of faith in themselves usually does. For most people, it's not what they are that holds them back. It's what they think they're not. You are one of God's children. I love the way this one puts it. The only thing that can ever stop us from getting what we really want is the story that we have about why we don't have it. What is the story you're telling yourself today? Have you decided to let go of excuses? Because anytime we have an excuse, we're raising our hand and saying, I'm okay with staying here this month. And in reality, when you make excuses, they become a habit. And that's a habit of failing. Or we can raise our hand and say, I am not okay with staying here. I am not making this excuse. I am far more powerful than I believe. I am going to be unstoppable. I'm going to lead by example. I'm going to inspire. And I know that I have the ability to make it happen. And I'm going to be unstoppable and go out there and make it happen. I'm going to write a new story today because I deserve it. I'm one of God's children, and I'm willing to work for it. Whatever you choose to do, go out there and make it a powerful, different day today because you listened in. You didn't just listen, you heard. We didn't just spend time with one another, we invested time with one another. And today is going to be different. Why? Because you deserve it. You're prepared to work for it. Go out and make today a different day. Lead by example. You are far more powerful than you believe. We love every single one of you. God bless you all, and thank you for listening in.
You know, he is on a roll, and he's got a good point. Most people that fail, most people that hang their head and end up going away, griping and moaning, acting like dull, negative, disillusioned crybabies, do it right before they were about to break through to the other side. And, you know, the sad thing is I've talked to people inside and outside of network marketing, Mark, throughout the years, you know, and I start listening to them, and I ask the right questions. I realize that what Garrett just said is so true. If they'd have just kept at it just for a little bit longer, they would have made it without any problems whatsoever, but they quit, and it makes me think of the space shuttle, because I live down here in Florida. You know, if the space shuttle got up into the middle of the atmosphere and they were getting ready to break through and they decided, oh man, this ain't worth it, it's getting hot in here, let's just quit, they'd burn up. They would not be able to turn it around. They would not be able to break through. They would burn up. And I think that's exactly what happens with some network marketers. The going gets tough, it gets a little hot, and instead of breaking through to the other side, they quit, they implode, and then they want to blame it on the industry.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Troy, when you quit on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, let's say you come into our industry because you want to work for yourself. If you quit, who are you fit to work for if you can't even work for yourself?
Good point.
I mean, you know, people really have to understand that. You have the space shuttle down there. We have the New York City Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
We have people who run that thing one-legged, who do it in wheelchairs, who are blind, who you would never think would take on a 26-mile race over various terrain. And it doesn't matter how long that last person is out there, they always finish because it's about your personal best. If you quit, you quit on yourself.
Well, you know, you just hit something on that, because I was watching Sean Hannity's country music show that he's been doing across the nation, and he showed a clip the other day, and it showed two veterans that had lost their limbs. One of them had lost both of his legs. And he was out there proud as all could be, and he was waving the flag. But what I really found just so enlightening and so just exciting for me was the fact that he's still in the service. He said, I could have gotten out, but instead I asked him if they could put me in a different position where I could still serve this country and do it in a different manner. And I think when we're looking at every aspect that's there, if we will look deep, then we'll start to realize that you don't have to quit. And we're not talking about, folks, let me tell you something, we're not talking about quitting a company. We're talking about quitting on yourself. You know, you've heard all of us say at one time or another that usually your first time into network marketing is the company picks you, you don't pick the company. So it's expected that you might change companies, just like people in different careers will change and move on. But you cannot quit on yourself. If you truly want to be independent, you truly want to be self-employed, you want to have a life, not a lifestyle. I really hate people that talk about lifestyle, because lifestyle can come and go. It can change with Wall Street or mortgages or anything else. But if you want to change your life and create a legacy that will allow your family to withstand the financial ups and downs, the whirlwind hurricanes and forest fires and all that, you really want a life where your kids can go to the school that they want, follow through on the education that they want to follow through with. You can help your parents and as they age, if they don't have health care, if they need to buy a home closer to you, what be your favorite charity, or you can launch a charity. I don't care what it is. If you truly want to change your life, then you don't quit on yourself. You go out there and you look for what will work. Look, I don't even care if it's network marketing. I am so glad that not everybody in America is in network marketing, because if they were, I'd have to go to a restaurant, cook my own food, wait on myself, and then go ahead and ring in my charge at the end of the day. I don't want to have to do that. I don't want to have to go to church and preach to myself. I'm glad I got a preacher. I don't want to have to go down the beach and if I'm drowning, try to save myself. I'm glad we have lifeguards. So there's going to be people that won't work in network marketing. But when we talk about don't quit on yourself, that's exactly what we're talking about. Don't blame others. Don't blame the system. Don't blame the government. Don't blame the left, the right, the Democrat, the Republican. look deep inside yourself and find out, am I a boss? Just like Mark said, am I a boss worth working for? If you can't answer that honestly, then you might not be a boss worth working for. You may need to go back and find a new boss, or at the very least, find a mentor that can help you through that passage, help you over to the other side to where you can become a leader worth following. That is the key overall. Would you agree or disagree, Mark?
Oh, I would definitely agree with that. And, you know, Troy, our business is like life. There are going to be roller coaster days. There are going to be days when, you know, you're thwarted, not by anything you're doing, but, you know, someone forgets to keep an appointment, someone doesn't show up, someone else doesn't do what they say they're going to do. You can stop in your tracks and you can realize that those people are not going to be the ones that pay your bills. Now, sometimes, every once in a while, you will get down. Hey, Troy, you and I know each other for a number of years. Either one of us could say, you know, there'd be a period of time when, you know, you might quit for 10 seconds mentally, but then, you know, a minute or two later, you speak to your upline, and Garrett wisely said that's where the inspiration comes from. You restore your vision, and you move forward, and you re-enroll yourself about a minute later. You know, don't think that, you know, we're all superhuman. You know, we do have days that disappoint. The thing is, you have to keep going.
Well, you hit it on the head. I don't know how many times, and I'll tell you right now. Mark and I have been on the phone together, and I've yelled and screamed about something my upline did, or something the company founders did, or why the heck did they have to do this? I'm right off the phone building the business. You know, that's what families do. You know, families don't divorce each other every time the brothers get in a fight, or the dad says something the mom doesn't like. You know, you work through. That's what family's about. And in network marketing, you're going to find out as you build your organization that they become your extended family. You know, you guys have heard Mark and I talk, and Mark and I have been through so many life experiences, good and bad, together now, than you can shake a stick at. And that's what you have to remember. You've got to work through those. You've got to work through the ups and the downs. You've got to rely on your team. There are no lone rangers out there, guys. You have to do this with a team. You've got to have accountability. You've got to have people that you can trust. You've got to have people that you respect. You've got to have people that you know will have your back when things get tough. And I'm reminded of Mike Duvall, because Mike Duvall is just a dynamic leader in this industry. And several years ago, probably seems like a lifetime now, he lost his daughter in a traffic accident, and it was at the peak of his career in network marketing. It took a toll on him like it would with any parent, and he was able to take a year off to grieve, to yell at God, to work through that with his wife, Kathy, and they came out of it stronger, a stronger couple, stronger parents, stronger leaders. And every month their check went up because their team rallied around them, knowing that they needed to support them. And they went out there and they busted their butt, and they all made more money. They made, a lot of them became millionaires with that company. And Mike was able to live what I call the network marketing dream of knowing that you can take some time off when you have to, and your company won't terminate you, your downline won't leave you. You know, instead they act like a family and they rally around you. And that's why, guys, we don't want you to quit. If you're at that pinnacle point right now, you know, you're one, you know, sale away from making your next rank. You're $100 away from in volume from making it to that next point. You need one more, you know, brand new team member to get a double fast start bonus in your company, whatever the case may be. Then don't quit. Stretch yourself. Be like a bodybuilder and go out there one more time. Pick up one more weight. Go that one more mile, whatever it has to be. Because like Mark said, if you look around you, you're going to find out very quickly that there's somebody out there that's got it worse than you do. There's somebody out there that's going through a life event that you can't even imagine what it would be like. So don't quit on yourself, man. Keep cranking, keep this thing going. You know, be the Mark Layton out there. Be that bulldog that will never quit, and he makes sure that people know, hey, man, I'm here if you ever need me. He doesn't beat up on them. I mean, Mark, that's one of the things that I love about you. You've got such respect in your community, and you're a local builder. You build more locally than you do on the Internet. And every time I'm chatting with you, you've got somebody calling you or you're meeting somebody, they respect you. They don't run from you because you're in network marketing. You know, that's something that you've done very well. How have you done that so that people know that if they think they can't talk to anybody, that you can give them some nuggets these last 4 or 5 minutes that will really impact them and keep them from quitting?
Well, because, you know, I never do what's good for me. I mean, what's ultimately good for me, the selfish thing. I'm trying to find the right word for it, the selfish thing. I never do the selfish thing, what's best for me at that moment. What would be best for me at that moment? It would be to tell you to come in, to conquer the world. You'll be wealthy in a month and buy 20 cases. What about if I said to you, come in, get your feet wet, I'll work with you, I won't abandon you, you know, the timing's not right? Okay, here's my phone number, here's my email, it's not going to change when you're ready, call me. I mean, I've had people contact me back, Troy, 18 months, 2 years after our initial conversations, you know, to find out if I was still, you know, working the business because the timing was wrong in their life. You know, you can say the right thing to the wrong person and the wrong thing to the right person, and it isn't going to matter. Just go on. Don't hold a grudge. Don't say anything about somebody else because you know what? You're not walking in their shoes. You don't know what's going on. You said, you know, someone could always have it worse. You know, I heard a story one time of a person was feeling sorry for themselves because they had no shoes, and they met a man with no legs.
Oh man!
So what are you gonna do? What are you gonna complain about? You know, every day when I wake up, I say, "Thank you, God, I have another chance to do right in this world."
That's so true. You know, that's so true. And folks, that's what we've got to look at. You know, you've got to look at yourself in the mirror, and you've got to say, "What's my next step? What do I do now that I've been on this call today? How can I take the next step?" And go out there and make sure that I don't quit. Because, see, when you quit, there is no next step. Once you've quit once, it becomes so much easier just to quit all the time. And a prime example is most people that have gotten a divorce in their life end up with 1, 2, 3, 4 because it comes so much easier. Well, the same thing rings true here. You cannot run away. You've got to keep moving forward. Don't look at your fear and then run the other direction. Take that step, stretch yourself a little bit, move to that next level. You can do it if you're committed. It goes back to Mark's story about the ham and the eggs. If you're 100% committed to changing your life, giving your family something that they can be proud of, something that they will carry with them forever, then you'll do this. You know, whether you agree or disagree with Barack Obama, nobody can take away from his daughters the fact that their dad went after his dream. And he didn't let the critics, he didn't get the naysayers, he didn't let the polls keep him from becoming the president or fighting to become the president of the United States. Same thing rings true with Teddy Kennedy. Just because he had a most bizarre background didn't keep him from fighting for what he believed in. Just like Vice President Cheney, President Bush, fought for what they believed in. They did not let other people dictate where they were going with their future. You cannot do that either. You've got to face the music. You've got to face your critics. You've got to go out there and do what other people say you can't do. You've got to care more than other people think is worthy of caring. And in the end, I guarantee you, here's what's going to happen. You're going to turn around, you're going to realize that you've won, and all those dull, negative, disillusioned crybabies out there are going to be looking at you saying, hey, can I borrow some money? Hey, can I come to your house? You've got a bigger pool than my little tub that I bought at Walmart. Trust me, there's going to be people like that. And then every now and then there'll be a couple that say, I want what you did. I want to do what you did. Teach me how to do that. Folks, don't give up on yourself. pick it up, do what has to be done, and be back on this show tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, for Radio for Your Mind. Have a fantastic day.
Bye, everyone.